Feel it in the atmosphere. The spirit of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I decree and declare the presence of the Lord is here, and I am going to get my blessings right now. Did you hear the songwriter? Did you notice what the songwriter said? He didn't say yesterday. He didn't say tomorrow. He said right now. He claims his blessing right now. I'm decreeing and declaring that I am going to receive my blessing right now. I suggest you do the same. Nigeria, South Africa, Fiji, Jamaica, wherever you're at in this land right now, you have the opportunity to decree and declare your blessings right now. Whatever it is that you're decreeing, do it right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't wait till later today. Listen to what the word of God, what the word came through. Just then, pay attention to what was being said. I am going to receive my blessing right now. Good morning, good morning, good morning. As always, it is a pleasure to be in the presence of the Lord. And you all, wherever you're at right now, join us in our executive meeting where we put God first. He is our number one priority with no apologies. There are no exceptions. As we come to the table to break the bread of life and to drink the living water that he and only he has provided. So we are just grateful. We are thankful that you continue Monday through Friday and on Sunday, get up and to be in the presence of the Lord. To be in his presence is to let him know that I want you to abide in me. I'm seeking you. I'm drawing nigher to thee. And I'm just thanking God that there are some people that still in this land seeking God first, seeking him in everything that they do, seeking him before they start their day. Some people have already started their day, but it does not matter. Just know that we are all on one accord right now, and that's in the presence of the Lord. It does not matter where you're at. So I just ask everybody, wherever you're at right now, just lift your hands in the air and just give God a big hallelujah praise, because he did not have to allow us to be here today. We thank him for his saving grace and his mercy. We thank him for waking us up this morning, because I don't want nobody to get mistaken. It is God and only God has started you on your way. You may be 6 hours ahead of us in the United States of America, but I want to tell you, the same God that woke us up, it's the same God that woke you up. It does not matter. So I just sit and say right now, give God a hallelujah, a thank you, Jesus. Whatever it is that you do to praise him, you may silently raise your hand in the air. You may be like me, a stop on the side of the road and give him a little dance. It does not matter. I'm just telling you to keep a praise in your heart and be thankful for the newness that God gives us every single day when you're waking up and can be in the presence of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Minister Shakita. Please lead us in prayer.
Good morning, Evangelist. And once again, good morning, Saints. Thank you for tuning in with us on this terrific Tuesday as we usher in the Spirit and worship with the Lord. Jesus Christ himself is always, always an awesome experience to have you here with us and with him as we worship him and bring him in the Spirit, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day, oh God, like never before, oh God, dear God. Less of me and more of you, oh God, this day, oh God, I ask of you, dear God, please give me the heart to trust you completely, oh God. Help me to fight with the pride of leaning on my own knowledge and my own intelligence, oh God. May I be faithful and thanksgiving, oh God, for all you have given me, oh God. May I follow your teachings, oh God. And may I follow the teachings of the men and the women that are still in the good knowledge and the good wisdom in us, oh God. May we accept the correction of order that you're bringing forth in our life today, oh God. Because it's you, oh God, bringing this, oh God. Because you showing us that there is true love and it's true honor to you, oh God. It's to understand you are bringing a true order in our life, oh God, for the betterment of us, for the betterment of for the people that are attached to us, for the betterment of the whole entire world, oh God, that we are attached to, oh God. It's you doing these things, oh God. You are bringing forth the honor that we're bringing forth to you, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for the true knowledge, the understanding, the mercy, God, the salvation that you've given us in our life, oh God. The mercy, God, that you've placed on our life, oh God, that we continue to push, oh God. We will continue to stand fast, oh God. We will keep our heads held up high, God, and we will stand strong with strength, oh God, in you knowing that you're working out things and you're doing things for the betterment of our life. And you're doing things for us, God, to know that we have to make a right in our own life, God, in order to place ourselves in the right positions, oh God, for you to do the things that you have us to do, oh God. May we continue to stay in the place, God, that you have us to be in, oh God. May we continue to walk, God, with you, God, talk with you, God, commune with you, God, love with you, God, love on you, God, like never before, oh God, like this day before, oh God. I love you, God. I thank you, God, for the things you're doing in our life, the men and women that you're having in our life, the men and women that we are attached to, oh God, the men and women that's on this line getting the revelations and getting the knowledge that they are giving, God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for the enrichment that you're doing right now. The hearts that you're opening, God. The hearts that you're cleansing, oh God. The minds that you are turning, oh God. The hearts that you are filling with joy, God. The hearts that you're filling with peace, oh God. The hearts that you're filling with love, oh God. The notice that you're bringing into the world, into us, oh God. We thank you, God. Continue to breathe in us, oh God, this fresh wind that we're getting today and forevermore, God. Where we continue to walk into our presence, oh God, and walk into the true anointing that you have in us, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, forevermore, God, that we'll walk into the presence of you, oh God, and keep our sights on you, oh God, no matter what going on around us and in us, oh God. We will continue to walk with you, commune with you, and love with you, oh God, like never before, God. We love you, God. I love you, God, like never before, God. If it's true to you, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, you are God I love. I will praise your name forevermore, God. I will be a living, walking sacrifice. Fight for you. It's in your name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. I want to ask a question this morning. How many of you have a problem with reasoning with everything? I know that was like a big major, and I still sometimes have an issue with that, where we have to reason about everything. And one thing about it, what I realized, if I'm reasoning about everything, then where does my faith lie? Where does my faith lie? And this morning, I want to sit and go into Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. That's a passage that basically encourages us to have faith in God and not in our own thinking. And it helps us to be in a place where we stop reasoning about everything, stop reasoning, trying to plan everything out, where we already have said that God is our way maker, he is our everything, he has the master plan, he's our healer, he's our deliverer, he's our provider, he's everything. So if he's everything, why is it so hard on a day-to-day basis to, as the scripture says, let me read the scripture to you. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. It's that, you know, a lot of people sit and they, that this verse is quoted, these two verses are quoted so much, and when it came back across to me, it came back across my table, I said, you know what, it's coming back across too much. Maybe I'm in a place where I'm trying to deal with things too much, and I'm really feeling like that I'm trusting in the Lord, I'm turning everything over to him, And but I'm really not. I'm in a place of reasoning. But I want to sit and tell you today is to trust is to place your confidence only in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. That is such a powerful, that is so powerful. And a lot of people sit and say that they do it, but it's a process. As Apostle Temple teaches in his word, for us to even get to that trust, we have to go through a courtship with God. We have to court him. We have to, just as he trusts us, we have to learn to trust him and vice versa. And we know that that's not easy. We have certain situations and certain different things that come up in our lives that we feel like that we have the remedy. We have the answer to it. We have it. So we don't take it to God. We take it to everybody else, and then we take it to God, or we sit at the table and we start writing things out. Well, maybe I can do it this way, or maybe I can do it that way. And that is good in some instances. But the word says to trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. That means that you heard that saying, God is who he is. God is who he says he is. You have to learn to believe in God. It's not, we've talked about this before. It's not an easy process. It's not an easy process to believe in God. It's not, you got to go through some things. You got to have your own experience. You cannot believe based off of what you're reading, because see, that's a surface thing. That's somebody else's experience. What you have to do is with your own situations, your own circumstances, whether they be good, whether they be bad, you have to be in a place where you're believing for yourself. And one thing I love about Apostle Temple, he always did it say, don't believe or don't go off of what I say. Don't deal with the things that I say of what I've been through. You got to go out there, and you got to go out there in that deep waters for yourself. You got to go out there in that fire for yourself. You got to go out there in that desert for yourself in order to get to the place where you are trusting in the Lord with all and do not lean on your own understanding. And confidence, building confidence in something, somebody, I don't care. It could be a person, place, or a thing. It is not an easy thing to do. It is not, because as I said, there are so many different roads that you can go through. And sometimes we have to go into some roadblocks. We have to go to some roadblocks. Sometimes we have to go into a cul-de-sac, go and think that we're on the right path, and that path turns us right back around. We take some U-turns in life, and those U-turns that you take in the midst of the U-turn, you should be building confidence, because you realize it at that point in time that I might have made a wrong turn, so let me go back. And when you going back, you're building all over again, but this time you're going to take the right road. And when you take the right road, and as you go on that road, you're building. You're seeing things different. You're seeing the knowing comes in to place. You're saying, okay, I'm on the right road, because as I go down this road, and I'm going to use my job. As I go down this road, a road, a place, or something I've never seen before, I understand that the things that I picked up on the other road can help me. So I'm in the right place, and now your confidence level builds up. Because, see, you've already been there. You've already picked up some tools, and now you're equipped for whatever your next step is. That's how confidence as well as being built. But we need to go back into trusting in the Lord and do not lean on your own understanding. What does that mean to me?
That means to me that I give myself away. A songwriter wrote, I give myself away. That means I give my thinking away. That means I don't own my spirit. That means that it's nothing about me. I've given it all to God. I've surrendered it all to God. Even though I'm here in the natural, my thought is on my Father. My thought is on the master planner. My thought is on my way maker. My thought is on my healer. My thought is on my deliverer. Because, see, if I stay and I don't give it to him and I don't trust him, that means I'm going to go around the same mountain over and over. Because, obviously, if I'm going around the same mountain over and over, I've made some bad choices. Because, see, I'm seeing the exact same thing all over again. There is no progression. There is no progression. I'm at the same place all over and over. I'm just going through the same daily situation over and over. There's no brightness. There's no sunshine of ray, because I'm to the point now I'm tired of being just tired. I'm heavy laden. I'm burdened down. I got the same baggage over and over. I'm seeing the same rocks. I'm seeing the same weeds. I'm seeing the exact same thing. But when we get into a place where we realize that we're not the master planner. We are not the healer. We are not. We can be those things with God, with leaning on him, with him abiding in us, with his Holy Spirit being our leader and being our guide. Because without him, we are nothing. Without him, without faith, what we do? What can we accomplish? Seriously, ask yourself that. Ask yourself, what is it that you can do without? I don't care what people say. I don't care what different religions sit and say. I don't care if they sit and feel like that they're prospering, that they're doing this, that they're doing that. But I want to tell you this. Without God, everything is temporary. With God, everything can be for eternity. And that's why it is so important for us to get to know God. For us, when we go through our trials and tribulations, when we don't lean on our own understanding and we cast our cares onto him, as we sit back, and I'm not saying sitting back where you just put your hands across your shoulders, you cross your hands and sit and say, oh, I'm not going to do nothing. I'm just going to let God know. It does not work like that. You still have to put work in. But the difference is you're leaning on God. You're trusting in God. You're depending on him. That means that you have totally surrendered. You've moved out the way, and you're allowing the Holy Spirit to do exactly what he is supposed to be doing, leading you, guiding you, enhancing your discernment, enhancing your wisdom, enhancing your knowledge. So when you come up against situations and we so easily don't do it, as I say, we go to the table. We try to map it out. We try to map it out. But all it takes is a second to sit and say, God, you, because he already know. But see, it's something about it. When you get to the point where you start talking to God about everything, when you start talking about the little things, you know, people sit and think you crazy, but see, you're really not. They don't understand. They don't understand the power that you receive when you sitting and you talking to God. They don't understand how your wisdom start enhancing, your discernment start enhancing, your love start getting deeper. They don't understand. That's because you're communing with God. You are in a place where you feel like that you're nothing without him, that you're in a place that you feel like if you can't move any further, you can't move any further without him. And it's not, and see, some people take it as a game. They sit and think that, oh, that type of stuff don't work. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. I am at a place right now. I don't care if you sit and see me mumbling to myself. If you sit and see me just sitting aside and just focus, guess what I'm doing? I'm talking to my Father because, see, I realize, especially in this day and time, I may have faked it all before, but in this day and time, I need the Holy Spirit to be my guide. I need him in the times of trouble. I need him in the times when I feel like I'm drowning. I need him when I'm in a fiery situation because I realize that the fire is too hot and I just can't go and open the door and walk up out of there. I need, like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, that fourth person to be in there with me to bring me out. And how do we do that? We're trusting in the Lord because we sometimes get our own selves in situations that we have no clue about, situations we jumping in stuff thinking that, oh, yeah, I got that. This is an easy fix. This is whatever. And it's one of the most complicated things that you ever had to do in your life. And it may seem in the natural something so easy, but by the time you get to where you need a resolution, where you need a way out, you don't have nothing else to do in the middle of it, where you could have trusted in the Lord at the beginning, but to call on his name, but to depend on him, but to then sit and set and tell what the situation is. But remember, God already knows. And one thing I love in my training, in the teachings that I have, we have a free will. We have a choice to do the different things. You have a choice to either trust God, to live, be in the will of God, or you have a choice to be in the will of Satan. But I choose to be in the will of God. And so, and for me to get to that choice, I have to give him everything. I have to ask for him to tell me how to get out of this, how to get into this, because every time I lean on my own understanding, I move into a big brick wall. Or have you ever got tired of apologizing for things that you have done because you went out of what you or you didn't trust in the Lord, or you tried to do something your way when God say no? It's already written. It's already put into place. I don't need you to sit and try to change it. All I need you to do is to follow what has been there. And that's trusting in the Lord and not leaning on your own understanding. Because, see, you may have a good idea about something. You may sit and say, oh, I can sit and do this way and things will be better. But that's not how the blueprint is written. And this is how we get ourselves in certain situations and circumstances. And then we go into like a child that's been abused sexually, physically, verbally abused. We crawl up in a corner and then we call out to the Lord and sit and say, Father, this is how it was supposed to be. Will you please try to fix it when all you had to do is go to him in the beginning? Come on in, Minister Chiquita. I know you have something you would like to add.
Yes, Evangelist. See, first, I would like to, we have to thank God, the Almighty, who has granted us countless blessings and knowledge and opportunities thus this far. And that itself, true blessing. And that's something we must acknowledge and understand and not leaning on our own understanding. And that is something that we must admit that God is true. In all our ways, that's how we acknowledge him in all our ways. We must admit that he is true. And to say this, to say that he is true, we must first, that's the first start of it. That's the get up off of it. That's the start of it. We acknowledge that he's true in our heart and in all trueness, he's in everything that we do. And once we do this, like Evangelist said, we must gain a true relationship. We must commune with him and get a close connect. How can I put intimate relationship? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Intimate relationship with God to where it's internalized in you that you have no fear in your heart, that you know that even if something comes up, because things going to come up, that he's working it out and he's worked out for your good. Because at the end of that verse in Proverbs 3 and 6, it says, trust him in all your ways, for he will make your path straight. That means that everything that you think that may can go wrong or he can fix it, he's already straightened out. Whatever the outcome is possibly is, he's already straightened it out. You have to walk forward knowing that he's taking care of it and he's doing what he said he's going to do. His word does not come back void. We got to get out of our own understanding and stop trying to do things on our own understanding. We try to move too fast, do things too quick, say things too quick sometimes that might get us in a place to where we think that we got to do it ourselves, or I can do it myself. I know how to do this. We didn't even stop and pray or ask God to go before us or ask God how we shall move. We just jump up and move and then wonder why things fall a certain way or things happen a certain way or you get a certain outcome because we leaned on our own understanding. This is not something that is just something that's speaking upon. There's something that's actually that I had to learn. I had to learn this and get it embedded in my spirit because I was one of those that I worried a lot. I move real fast. I'm learning now to slow down in my speech. I talk real fast. I had to learn to slow down in my hearing because I was listening, but I listened so fast I was missing the revelations and missing what God was trying to tell me and what different people was trying to teach me because I was trying to do what I wanted to do. I was trying to do what Shakita wanted me to do, but not what God have Shakita to do. He wants you to listen to him the first time, one time the first time. So you don't have to go back over the same thing over and over again. You won't have to go back around those same mountains over and over again. You won't have to get your mind in a place of worry and get your body in a place of worry because worry brings dis-ease in your body and different pains that some people you may not know about. There's something I have to learn. You have to let go and let God, let him do his job and get out of the way of your own blessing. You can block your own blessings by being in your own way, and that's not something you want to do. That's why you want to not lean on your own understanding. You want to walk in true all trueness. You want to let God do his job by staying in a place of peace of mind, peace in your spirit. It's a calmness coming when you trust in God. It's a pure love that comes when you trust in the Lord. There's a true peace of mind that nothing can take. There's a joy that comes that no one can take it. Even when turmoil is going around, you'll still have this joy in your heart because you know God is in the midst of no matter what's going on in your life. We as a people have to get out of our own way. We have to get out of our own way. And and fully trust God. Is fully trust God. You have to make a decision not to worry about God. You have to completely worry, not worry, and act. All you have to completely put your trust in him. You need to be constantly monitoring your thoughts and your feelings at all times so you can make sure that you're in a place to where God have you to be in that's centered within him. You have to saturate your heart and your mind with the word of God. These are some of the teachings that Apostle has brought forth to us in our Kingdom Living Principles series. These are some of the things that those three of the ten that he gave us in that series that we must do.
Amen.
That's just three of ten. You've got to replace your negative thoughts and your feelings with the promises of God. This is how you trust in God. This is how you put the true trust into the Lord. And you have to remove yourself. I had to learn this, saints. This is nothing I'm saying. This is nothing that we've written. This is something that we're living. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. Amen. And before I turn it over to Apostle Temple, one thing that I do want to sit and say that he did teach us. Minister Chiquita said one word, internalized. And in order for you to trust in the Lord with all your heart, I'm just going to leave it right here.
Your heart has to be right. Your heart, you cannot have any hidden motives. Your heart has to be right. It has to be pure. It has to be genuine. You cannot sit back and feel like that things are going to work when you know that you got hidden agendas. So I'm going to leave it right there because that was one of the major components that was taught, and it was something that we all in life need to capitalize on. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning. God bless you, Evangelist. Amen. God bless all of you all, our families and friends all over the world. You know, it's always a blessing for me to commune with you. Amen. I want to let you all know something because hopefully I can teach this in a short period of time and without it going over the time. It might go over a little bit because I really want you all to really get this and understand this. And by the way, starting tonight at 8 p.m., I'm going to go back over these teachings. Amen. I'm just waiting on the Lord, and I know many of you is waiting on me to get on to start doing some more teaching, but I'm starting tonight at 8 p.m. I'm going to start going over the teaching. So I'm going to start going over the relationship. We're going to really dig into deep and define the relationship. And I'm going to go back over the different steps of relationship. And also, we're going to go back over the kingdom. And I'm going to start going into the depths of the kingdom, the core principles, the core values, different things of the kingdom. Because I believe that because of different things that I went through and a lot of times circumstances and different things that people go through and really come to the place to see is awakening that happened inside of them. And now they can begin to absorb the information, and information can be accepted, and they can really have understanding. A lot of times understanding comes from what you done been through. Somebody could tell you something, but once you done experienced yourself, then it's almost like, man, they told me that. And now when it started getting breaking down to you after you done been through, it's all of a sudden it's making more clear. I want to share something with you all, especially what the evangelist and minister was saying. You know, one thing about pressure and different things, understand this, y'all really get this. Increases will cause pressure. Increase. See, the thing about with us Christian people, you know, we want the increase, we want this, we want that, but do you want what comes with it? Now, we got to understand, I used this metaphor a couple of times before pertaining to grade levels. Each grade has a different skill, and they're teaching a different information, even though the categories are the same. You got math, you got English, you got social studies, you got language arts, you got phys ed, and all this kind of stuff. Even though the topics or the topics or the categories are the same, but the pressure, the intense, amen, what you are learning is different. Why? Because you don't increase in your grade. So you cannot come with the first grade information and thinking that first grade information is going to work in your 10th grade year. You cannot come. Matter of fact, you're going to have a struggle in your second and third and fourth. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be stressful, amen, because you're trying to apply something that you learned on one grade level, and you're trying to apply it into another grade level where you are not recognized that the increase that just happened in my life through graduation. I've been through graduation. Now I'm getting promoted to go to the next grade level, amen, and since I'm going to the next grade level, amen, I'm trying to apply where at the beginning of the new increase or the beginning of the new level in your life, it goes almost into a review. God take you into a place of review. He never said that you need to be locked in. And this is where the people get in trouble and the struggle and different hard times that comes for different individuals with that mentality, because we become locked in to a place to where God say you still in learning stages. You still need to learn. You still need to sit down. There's still too much to this. Then we try to shoot off information, or we begin to try to shoot off know-how, and now that gets all chopped down to where you start feeling some type of way because you're on whole nother level. It's a whole nother perspective. Amen. So we got to understand, even with increase, it's going to come to a level of pressure. It's going to come to a level of new stress. It's going to come to a level. That's why the Bible declares, cast your cares upon me. First of all, the Bible already, before it can say that, it already understands that you're going to have some. It's already know that some going to come your way. And this is something that people really have to understand, that different things that is going to come your way. Because each level that you begin to grow into, each increases that God begins to increase your life. Financial increase comes with financial pressure. It comes with its own things that you have to learn how to maneuver through. Work increase, it comes with new responsibility and it comes with new pressure. And now you have to apply and you got to learn how to navigate that different increases that comes into your life. And if you could constantly bring in things that is locked in and thinking that it's going to work as you're going to increase, it's not going to work. It's no way that a person that makes $100,000 is still operating their life like it's $100, amen, and they managing everything and they operating everything and thinking that they're going to continue to have that $100,000 is still going to be there. No, because at the end of the day, your responsibility of pertaining to finances increases is greater in your life than it was at $100. You probably got by with some of these mishaps or misinformation or doing different things, you know, that it really wasn't no big deal over here on that level. But you can't get by over here on that level, on the next level. You know, so every level you begin to grow in God, every increase that you begin to grow in God, it's a different, it's more teaching got to take place. It's a level of teaching, it's a level of understanding, it's a level of maneuvering. You have to understand something. You've never been on that level. You've never been on that level. You've never been into that place of increase, so you cannot come on there and thinking or operating like you know. Because once you begin to come on that area and that level of increase in your life, like you know, guess what's going to happen? You're going to begin to find out that things are going to begin to be stripped away from you. Things are going to begin to be taken away from you. And since God says, and God is the type of God, he will grant your decision. If you want to be in first grade, God will put you right back to first grade and leave you there. Because at the end of the day, that's where you want to be. Until you be like, I'm tired of it, ready to do it, and all that kind of stuff, he will sit you right there. So we have to understand, even with the level of increase, that's why I thank God for the blessings that is over my family life, over our life, and I thank God what he is doing. But I don't get caught there. I just thank him, I praise him, God, I bless you, but I come out of that so fast because I understand the responsibility, the level of accountability, and I understand what it has to take, amen, to continue to increase in God. And this is the thing pertaining to the relationship with God that is connected to. If you don't have the relationship to where you trust in God and you trust in God's decisions, trust in the process and trust in what he's doing, trust in what he placed in your life, trust in who he connected in your life really to help you, amen, to hold you accountable and to help you, you're going to have a struggle. You finna have some issues. You finna have some tossing and turning, can't sleep. You finna go through the millwind. Because why? You still have a lot of your self ways, and you're trying to apply different things pertaining to what you know other than sitting down and learn how to maneuver and pass the 11th grade. Your sixth grade education is not going to help you to pass the 11th grade. Your ninth grade education is not going to help you to pass the 12th grade. So you got to understand that each time you begin to maneuver in your life, how do you know you don't went to levels and levels in your life? Take a minute and look back on your life. Take a minute and look back where you come from. Take a minute and look where you are. Take a minute and look what opportunities that you have. So many people don't even recognize the opportunities that they don't work their butt off. They don't pray. They don't stay in the millwind. They don't stay in the sacrifice. Amen. And they don't work their tail off to come into a place of great opportunities that God done blessed them with, and that because it looks the norm, because it feels the norm, and they begin to miss the opportunity because they still in the norm. And because when you still in the norm, amen, and you begin to handle everything else around you like it's your norm, And now you begin to mess up where you are at and what that place in God. Don't mess up. Look where you are. Look where the things that is changing around you, changing in your life. Look where you used to be busted, broke, busted, and disgusted. Now you don't even must worry about that. Look where you didn't have anything. Now you begin to accomplish stuff. Look where you are, and you'll understand what God is bringing you. Look around in your connection. What have God connect you with? Where, who that God connect you with? Did he connect you with people that understanding, that holding you accountable, that been in your walk, been in your shoes, and also have the capacity, amen, to take you where you're trying to go? Because at the end of the day, they live in that depth. They walk in that depth. It's not because they got good information. It's because that's who their life behind the scenes. That's a great opportunity if God ever bless you around individual like that. And individuals that comes into your life. Because why? They understand the grades and the different process that they can help you to maneuver. You know how many folks that doesn't have that in your life? But because of the favor of God that is on you, you got to understand how favor works. Favor will work because God will place you around different individuals that he already knows that has the capacity to take you and continue to take you where you want to go. Understand this. Wealth is good. You can jump and shout with all that stuff. But it's still a level of responsibility, and it's a level of accountability, and it's a level of pressure that you're going to have to understand to maneuver in these different things. Praise God if you got folks around you can really break this thing down, the relationship with God, and go through different levels and go through different things. But you're going to have to put aside your ways, and this is where the church people mess up at. Because we think we don't sit around and don't got everything, and we thinking we know what we're talking about. How can you begin to tell God, and I share this many a time, how can you begin to tell God about your illness and what needs to happen and the reason why this and the reason why that, and you dealing with a healer. You dealing with someone don't raise the dead. You don't deal with someone that don't look the death in his eyes and say, oh, death, where is your sting? Come on, somebody, help me out here. How can you tell somebody, amen, now how can you tell the Lord about your issue? Oh, God, I just got my weakness. I just can't do it no more. The pressure on life, the pressure on this here. Then will God say, I am your deliverer? Come on, somebody. So you're dealing with somebody that has deep capacity, will pull you out to bring you in different things, but here you are still stuck in your grade level. You still stuck in your ways. You still stuck in your own issue, and you're drowning, amen, to where you don't even have the capacity and to understand it to see what God is snatching you out and where he's trying to pull you out. How can you tell somebody that made $2 and $3 and $4 million what time it is and how to do different things and where to go to different things and how things need to be done and what need to be done, and you have not even, my God, touched that type of finance and revenue? Sit down, saints of God. If God bring you to a place, be a student of that place where you can continue to what? To increase. A lot of times, and this is where a lot of issues that becomes at with the saints. A lot of times, people have double standards. And what is the double standards? Well, they trust God, but they don't trust what God connect them or where God don't place them. They got trust for God, but I don't trust you. I got trust for God, but I don't trust this position. I got trust for God, but I don't trust this process. I got trust for God. That's double standards. If you're going to trust God, you got to learn how to trust everything about God. You got to learn how to trust his decisions. You got to learn how to trust your steps. The Bible declares a good man's steps are ordered by who? By the Lord. See, brothers and sisters, a good man. Where is your core? Is your core as good? Is your core as warranted? You know, many people make many mistakes, but the mistake they made or that happened in their life, it's not because they have a bad core. It's because they just made the mistakes. It's because they probably on a whole nother level to where they are not realizing that you need to be taught a whole nother process. Because why? That lesson that you got back then was good. But that was good. That was fine. You're in a whole nother place now to where you're getting frustrated because what worked a couple of months ago or a year or two ago, it's not working now. Stop and take a minute. Look where you are. Look what you accomplished. Look at how God done brought you through different things. He ain't leaving you right there no more. Your life done increased. So we got to understand this, and we got to realize that when increases in different things that comes into your life, chill out. Sit down, be a student, learn. Because when you try to come with your own education and maneuver before you learn and get the process, you finna mess up. You finna mess up. Because at the end of the day, a wealthy person or a wealthy man, how they maneuver in the earth and maneuver in the world is totally different for somebody just making a couple of dollars. And not saying your couple of dollars is not value, but I'm saying it's a two different movements. A wealthy person probably understand how to invest, and they understand they have to invest, and they understand once they reach a certain amount in their finance, they understand that taxes and different things has to be done, understand about CDs, and understand how to live off the interest once they invested into a bank, how to live off the interest that they don't invest into, understand about portfolios, and understand, amen, about different things that have to be responsible for and different things that the IRS is looking for and holding them accountable and watching them. And when you don't even got that lesson, you're going to come up there with your know-it-all, with your third grade education, and you're going to come up there with the bit boys, and now you're going to cause your life to go through some unnecessary warfare that you caused. Because why? You thought you knew. Every round in your life, every increase in your life, it comes with a new lesson. It comes with new growth. It comes with new maturity. It comes with all these things that what you just come out of school, now you're back because it comes with it. You got to understand how to maneuver through it and maneuver with it. Because if you don't, you're going to bring what you know. You're going to bring your style into a place where all you constantly is having is collision. Collision after collision. And after a while, what God going to do? God will script you, saints. I'm telling you. God will look at you and say, you cannot handle. Don't look at, oh, God, I'm this. God is not a God to be played with. I try to tell people, you got to read Genesis through Malachi. God is not that type of God that you thinking he going to feel sorry for you because you're going to say, oh, it's me. Oh, yeah, I've been doing all this trying. I've been trying here. I've been trying. God don't got time to hear all that. That's something for a baby. And when God don't recognize you and you don't step out and you don't step into the industry, you don't step into, my God, increases in your life, God don't treat you like no baby. Oh, you need a bottle now. Oh, you need some more milk. You need to stay at home a little bit. You need to grow. It don't work like that with God. It's either you're ready or you're not ready. It's either you want to go or you don't want to go. It's either you're gonna look at it in the face and you're going to sit down and you're going to hold accountable, or it's either you're going to quit. It's black and white. Amen? It's black and white. And so many people, because of they have lack of knowledge, we begin to come into this place and we begin to get frustrated. We begin to get aggravated. And we begin to speak things in the atmosphere that eventually it's going to take root and it's going to come back at you. If you're going to trust him, trust him. So many people thinking that they trust God. No, you don't trust God. You just trust God for your life and your situation. That's all you trust. Long as you good, guess what? You ain't trusting nobody. Do we really trust God? Do we really believe in God? I shared this with everyone on the broadcast the other day. How can we say we trust God, but we don't trust what he connect you with? How can we say we trust God and we don't trust who we don't trust the process that he has for you in your life? How can we say we trust God, but we don't trust the things that he done, the things in the favor? It's something at the beginning, always at the beginning. But we got our shout going on at the beginning. We got this new job. We got this new place. Lord, I thank you. You good. You on time, God. I just want to tell somebody. Y'all want to hear my testimony. My testimony is that at the end of the day, I was without. Then God, he made a way. Child, I just thank him. I prayed. I fast, and God made a way. I needed a vehicle. And when I need that vehicle, I didn't know what to do. I just got tired. My body was tired. Then all of a sudden, God gave me the keys to that vehicle. I want to thank him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God. But here come the rocking and shaking. Oh, the devil. Oh, this ain't God at all.
Oh, I thought this was God. Oh, my goodness, here come the devil. Oh, what's going on here? Then next thing you know, here come people. Amen. Now we got to jump ship. We jumping ship. We getting out of it. We coming out of this thing. Because why? Now the first at the beginning, oh, God did it. Now because you're going through, because you still trying to bring your level of education to maneuver into a place where you need to learn. You got the keys. But then God told you about the bill. Then God told you about mechanical issue. Then God let you know about the responsibility, my God Almighty, or insurance that needs to go on there. See, it's a whole nother process that goes behind the scene with the blessing. Yeah, you got the job opportunity, got the money you want, but you didn't realize you got some fake phony people you're going to be working with. You got people that is going to be after your job, and they're going to try to undermine you. They're going to lie on you. They're going to persecute you that you have to deal with. See, that's why we got to make sure we are in tune with self other than in tune in what you can get in your hands. Because once you can get in your hands at the end of the day and you ain't tuned in with self and dealing with the things pertaining to yourself, guess what's going to happen? You're going to jump ship. And you ain't going to take, because you ain't going to, you're going to throw everything that God don't bless you with right back at him. Because why? You can't handle it, because it's not something that is issues coming at you. It's a inward thing that you need to deal with within yourself, because everything that things that comes at people, it's a choice how we deal with it. It's your choice how you deal with it. It's your choice if you want to just commit suicide because of the pressure of life. That's your choice. It's your choice, my God Almighty, if you just want to go on somewhere and just say, oh, it's me, and you want to have that type of party. That's what? That is your choice how you want to deal with different things. And this is where it's very important for you to learn how to grow and how to maneuver in the things of God, because at the end of the day, what happened is you'll learn how to deal with certain things and certain choices, and you don't bring them old behaviors. It don't flare back up, and you go back to, because you don't inspire in everything that you know. You're supposed to inspire in everything that you know, because now it's time to learn something different. You know, what you know should have come to a point to where it all ran down. And, yeah, you should have been frustrated, like, I just don't know what else to do. Great, because you're in the classroom. You don't supposed to know what else to do, because once you got promoted to the next grade, you've never been in this grade before. So, of course, that what you had in third grade, it's not going to work in 11th grade, and it should aspire. Amen. Nobody can. I can't get no amens in the spirit, but that's all right. It should aspire, and you keep trying to use it, you're going to begin to get frustrated. Well, the root word of pi equals the cavity or C, and the triangle of X going to come into Z. But I keep trying to use this formula, 1 + 3 = 4. But it seems like this 1 + 3 that equals 4, it's not working towards this formula. And the teacher on the board is trying to show you, but you still trying to pull what you got for third grade. Y'all ain't helping me here. You still trying to pull what you got for third grade and try to apply it to algebra, to calculus, without trying to learn something new. That's the way of life. That's the way of things happen in the spirit realm with God. Many people does that, and they get frustrated. They get frustrated with life. They get frustrated with things of God. Now the question is, do you really stop? And God's telling you, chill out now. You need to learn. You need to sit down. And that's something that with people you have to understand. Never get to a place where you know and you arrive and you could come at someone like you know, or you come at different things like you arrive just to get shot down. Because at the end of the day, you've never been on that level. God will shoot you straight down. He had to do that with Job. He had to do that with Job in the Bible. I think it's around about the 30th or 40th verse where Job was talking about cursing this and doing this and talking about this and talking about all this. Then God had to let him know, I'm the one that made the stars. I'm the one. He had to put Job in his place. Amen? Job then he must realize that he don't enter into a whole nother level. But God had to do what? He had to correct him. How are you going to come at God like that, brother? And thinking God is not going to deal with that? Amen. So we have to understand
that as we grow and as we increase in life and as we increase in different things, it's going to come with a whole nother level. It's going to come with a whole nother level of trust. It's going to come with a whole nother level of trust. You know, even though a couple and a companion, they trust each other. But the trust going to really define themselves when somebody gets sick. When somebody gets sick and don't even know what to do, now you got to depend. Where you didn't have to depend on that person like that, now you got to depend on that person wholeheartedly. Guess what? That's a whole nother level of trust that you might not be used to. You got to depend on that person to take you to the restroom. You got to depend on that person to bring you something to eat. You got to be to depend on that person to make sure that you are taken care of where you didn't have to depend on that person at one level. Now there's a whole nother level to where you have to learn how to trust that person in a greater level. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. Amen. Before we go, I want to say this. Everything that Apostle Temple has just said, I'm a living testimony. So the job industry that I'm in, it will tear you up. But I thank God for the boss that I have that has trusted God, has already went through processes. So when situations come up, situations that I may sit in, oh, yeah, I can handle this. I'm going to put my big girl, whatever. And before I even can get there, I may get a call and just sitting and saying, no, we're not going to do this. But trust the process. Trust me in what I'm saying at this point in time. And then you know what I do? I revert backwards because I realize that God will put people before you or put people down. People who have been through situations that you have not went through, although you may deal with different things all through the day. Every day you may learn something different in the child welfare industry. Every day, but there's always something, a shark or somebody out there ready to devour you. And when you have somebody that is trusting God, and God is trusting them because he's already taken them through the process, when they intervene and tell you, no, stop, you just wait, trust me in this process, we're going to handle it this way. Each and every time, it has always worked. And I yet have anything to come back to buy me or a shark to devour me or me get stuck in a well or in a situation. So trust and believe. When 2011, when a prophecy came to me and told me that I would meet a couple and I am to stay and that couple will do A, B, and C, trust and believe. I believed in the prophecy. I did not know where they were going to come from because I had trust issues. I did not know if I was going to sit and be able to be in a place to sit and I want to hear what they got to say. Okay, you can tell me this. I've been in law enforcement all this time. We're going to do it this way. I've been on this side of the mountain. Listen. When you do not lean on your own understanding, it doesn't matter what the multitude do. It doesn't matter where everybody else may jump ship. It doesn't matter. If God tells you, if God places you, if God shows you, you better trust it and believe it. And it's not easy. I get cut. I get pinched. I get everything. But when it's all said and done, at the end of the day, with just me and God, I'm able to go and sit down and write in my journal and say, God, I thank you. Even though that was a tough one, even though that was a tough conversation, even though it was this, even though it was that, thank you for loving me, God. That I ended. Thank you for loving me, God, because your toughness has shown me, the situation has shown me that you wasn't going to allow me to get devoured because you brought a safety net. You brought a safety net in the way of a person that's already been there, done that, did it, and trust and was successful in it. So I just want to sit and say, when the words of God are coming out, and the Holy Spirit pouring out into you, even if you don't want to hear it, even if you don't receive it at that point in time, because that's not where you're at. Trust and believe.
need the information. One day, you're going to need somebody to pour into your life. People that don't even know you, but they know God. People that don't even know if things that other people have said about you are, or where you came from. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Why? Because they know God and because they trust God. And even if times get so rough and get so hard, guess what? Until God say move, that's when I move. If God say it's over, that's when it's over. If God say trust, I'm going to trust no matter how hard it gets, because I realize it's for my benefit. It's for the goodness that God is willing to show me. It's for the blessings that he's willing to give me. So I'm sitting and telling you all to listen. Tonight, 8 p.m., tonight, be there. I don't know where you're at in the world, but I will share the number for it with you so you can be there and get on the train. Just sit in a car and just know you will get to your destination. Go along the ride and leave everything else come. Go ahead, Apostle.
Yeah, before we get to the ending piece, I want to share this piece with you all. Because even though I was talking about the struggles, the levels of really giving a teaching on that, it's a demonic effect that ties it. Everything in the spirit realm, I want you all to understand this. Everything in the spirit realm between the second heavens and the third heaven. Now, the second heaven is the princes of powers and the ruler of darkness. That's the demonic area. The third heavens, you know, or the first heavens, a lot of people say the first heaven, the third heaven, but that's the main part is where the kingdom of God is. It's a thin line there. It's a thin line. So everything that is in the spirit realm that happens, it has a demonic realm attached. You got a thin line where the demonic realm is at. You have a thin line. And so many people don't understand that they could attach themselves to that realm, or they could be connected to that realm without knowing that they're connected to that realm. I'm going to give you one for example. The spirit of sabotage. That's a realm that a lot of people are connected to, and they mess up. That spirit comes in and causes them to disconnect from the blessings for the things of God. Like you were saying, that, you know, you could have came in with this and that and that and that and just hold your ground and came in with that and that and that. What happened is, because you still locked in your old ways and you still locked in your credentials and how you are, other than understanding that you're on a whole nother level now and it's a whole nother process, if you kept that mentality, the spirit of sabotage, you're going to open up a portal for the spirit of sabotage to sabotage your life. And what happened is eventually a job relationship or a relationship that get to the point and say, I can't do this no more. We got to end this. We have to end this, and I can't do this no more, because at the end of the day, you want to be who you are. You ain't trying to learn. I tell you what, you could take that somewhere else. Now, you don't allow the spirit of sabotage to come in to mess up your financial, to mess up your life, to mess up. And one thing that the spirit always do, he'll put in people's mind that even though when things getting hard, he will put in people's mind that you – he'll start reminding them of the past. Well, you know, you came through hard times before. You're a good worker. You could go back and do this. You could go back and do that. And he will set you up and take you in that water. And now you get there and thought that what you was looking for is going to be there. And you found that it's a whole nother movement going on. And you just got set up. Why? Because your mentality wasn't changed and you opened up a portal for the spirit to come crossing in, and now that spirit giving you counseling. That spirit is talking to you. I call people do wrong processing. They start processing information, start thinking about things. Number one, they don't even pray about it. They're going to do other stuff. They're going to do other stuff that is out the will of the Lord and not even connected. Then they start processing things. Now they want to come back like they got the final thing and what's going on, and they already had counseling sessions with a demon. This is the things that where you will mess up and you'll fall into the trap. And the demon is there is to mess up your increase, to mess up where God is taking you.
He knows that he cannot do it himself in the spirit realm, but he knows he can get you to walk away from it. He knows he can get you to reject it. Because when God blesses us with things, it's a choice. And it's a choice that we could take, and it's a choice that we could reject. And it's that spirit job to get you to reject the blessings, especially if you come from a place of poverty. Especially you come from a place of hardship. Especially you come from a place, my God Almighty, that it was bottom at the gutter. He needs you back at that struggle because he'll joy you more struggling and pleading and going through hardship other than going through a time of peace and joy. I ain't worrying about that. Even though the world is over here, I'm over there. I'm not worrying about financial crisis. I'm not worrying about the doctor's report because I am in a place with God that I'm covered. That's why I say don't let nothing separate you from the love of, oh my God, the love of God. That means whatever God puts in your life, whatever God connect in your life, whatever God, my God, whoever God don't put you over or put you under or connected to have to hold you to accountability and all that. So we have to, number one, and this is the trauma that people go through and they got to get delivered from, the trauma of life of being a victim, that you're a victim. And now you're thinking everything that comes at you is coming at you as an attack. Oh, no, you ain't coming at me like that. What? Say what? Who you are? Who you? I ain't feeling that. So now everything comes at you as an attack because you're still in a victim place that you haven't been delivered from. And now you come with that place and the place that what God has for you, you ain't going to recognize it because now the enemy going to have you in your mind thinking you've been attacked and you need to defend yourself. You need to come back and just, I don't know who they say what. You must don't know who you talking to. And at the end of the day, people got to hold you accountable. And that's something that church folks don't understand. They don't understand an attack from somebody, passion. Passion and attack is totally different things because they have a passion in success, and the passion wants you to be successful. They hold you accountable very stern, amen, because they want to. They got a job and they're trying to pull you to a great place. But because we still blindfolded and still in the gutter, ain't realizing that God don't pull us out the gutter. We don't allow demonic spirits to be our counselor, to be our source, to process different things to where it's so untrue. And you begin to process the things that is untrue, and you begin to hold that stuff in your heart, and you begin to find a reason to walk away, a reason I'm being treated unfairly, a reason where at the end of the day, it's your fault. But the spirit don't let you see that I need to be held accountable of that because the spirit don't deals with accountability. Satan's spirit, Lucifer's spirit, it doesn't deal with being accountable. It doesn't deal with being responsible. That's the issue that he had in the kingdom where God was holding him accountable. He had a problem. So when we start dealing with people that buck against being accountable for different things, we're dealing with a Lucifer spirit. That's where that spirit originated and came from. Accountability, he don't deal with. So what God had to do, he had to strip him and kick him where? Out. That's the only thing that could happen. And that's why that type of mentality, it attracts the demonic realm. And you can open up a portal and they can enter in and they become your counselor. They become your mentors. They become all, and now everything, now you go back to a job and you go back to certain things, and now everything somebody say to you, now things that they look, it's almost look like they're coming there to get you because you don't have counseling session with a demon. Everything, you can't do nothing right. You can't do this. And hardest that you work at this, and hardest that you do this, and hardest that you be trying to do this here, they can't see it. You don't counsel with a demonic demon. Because at the end of the day, it's not the good stuff that is so attractive. Because the good things that you do, it can be honored. The Bible declares, give honor where its honor is due. That kind of stuff, it really doesn't be magnified. It be celebrated and it be congratulated. But what be magnified
It's the things that you don't do right.
If we could correct, and if God could correct the errors that you do wrong, the things that you do right going to overpower the errors or the mistakes that happen. That's why the Bible put it as this. Don't let the good that you do be evil spoken of. So, people, we have to understand that it's a demonic realm, too. And so many saints, they think they're talking to the Holy Ghost and talking to the God, and they're talking to a spirit. You know, it's actually a demonic spirit that does counseling. It's a demonic spirit that just counsels. That's all it does. And it gives you falsified information, falsified counseling session. It make you feel as though it's like a therapist. He make you feel as though he's there for you. He make you feel as though might begin to try to give you a false sense of peace and give you a false sense of direction. And it's a spirit, a demonic spirit that does counseling. That's all it's assignment to do, counsel them. And there's so many things that's tied to that spirit. And they say, well, God told me to leave. That's a lie. God ain't tell you to leave from a place that's trying to hold you accountable for you can enter into your purpose and walk into your success. That ain't God. That's a demonic demon. Come on. That's the only thing that a demonic demon will do. I just can't take this. Because somebody hold you accountable and you cannot face your own issues that is inside of you, that's not God. That's a demon that is trying to stop you because it sees that you are. Can I prophesy? I don't know who on this line this morning, but let me prophesy. Let me tell you, things of God, when you get close, my God, to your purpose and your biggest breakthrough in your life, you best believe that a demonic demon going to try to come in and counsel you. At the end of the day, it's going to find out and it's going to test. Or do you believe, do you trust God like you say you do? Let me tell you something. If my God Almighty, at the end of the day, you better trust the process, because when the Bible declares that God says, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out of blessings that you don't have room enough to receive. He ain't saying that I'm going to do it for everybody. He ain't saying that I'm going to do it for all kinds of people. What he's saying, at the end of the day, you don't walk through the storms and you still hold on. At the end of the day, you came into a place of accountability. You had to check yourself. You had to rebuke, my God Almighty, demonic voices and demonic counseling. Because at the end of the day, if God be for you, who can be, my God Almighty, against you? Stop sabotaging, saints of God. Stop sabotaging your blessed place and putting the blame on something else. I'm out of here, evangelist. God bless you.
Amen. And the number tonight, if you would like to him, to attend the training that I'm looking forward to. Lord, please don't let no obstacles come my way tonight. Thank you in the name of Jesus. The number is 385-799-9620. Again, that is 385-799-9620. Be there. A B square. God is God moving, and I suggest all of us be there, because it's a word for everybody, whether you want to believe it, whether you want to receive it, or however it may be. It may tickle you. It may make you laugh. It may make you hurt. It may make you cry. But that's what God is all about. He loves us so much that he wants us to be in a place to receive his word, and not just receive it, apply it. Application means everything. So we will see you all tonight at 8 p.m. Be there. Invite somebody else. Invite everybody that you know that needs to know. Don't be selfish. Do not be selfish. Invite somebody. I'm going through my contact list tonight, whether they come or not. Guess what? I'm doing what I know that God would want me to do. So you all be there tonight, 8 p.m., and we'll see you there. We love you. Have a beautiful day on this terrific Tuesday, and know that God loves you most. Have a beautiful one.